Okay, good morning. I'd like to move forward now to Gufei Tes, talk about three different types of vestas if we can today. Vestas L'Shos, Vestas L'Dilug, and Vestas L'Yemei HaShavua. So start with Vestas L'Shos. The Mishnah in source number one, the Mishnah in Nida Samach Gimel Beis tells us, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Yamin L'Shos Vestas. Okay, there's such a thing called Vestas L'Yamin, which we'll talk about. And that's mentioned first by Rabbi's statement, but I'm going to follow the order of the Shulchan Aruch, which mentions Yemei HaShavua third. So what, you know, we're up to following the order of the Shulchan Aruch, we're up to Siv Gimel. So I'm just going to follow the presentation of Shulchan Aruch. But Rabbi Yossi says Shavuos also counts. Okay, and the original mission, the point of the mission, the beginning of the mission is talking about Vezes Aguf, physical activity. That causes the vestas, but also says af yamin v'shavuos vestas, meaning she sees on a particular day or a particular hour. And the Rashi says b'gmar mefarsh. So let's see what's going on. We'll talk first about, hours, but the hours also relate to the day, as we'll see. Okay, so the gmar mefarsh that gmar on that mission, Samach Gimel Beis in source three, says the following: Tana Ketzer Omer Abiyosi yamin vest. Vestas, Yom Mishos Vestas. What's the case? Kate, how does that play out? So Haisa Limuda Leos Rom Yom Esrim Yom Esrim. She saw Yom Esrim Yom Esrim. We actually had this much earlier in the year. Umishesh shows Lishesh shows. Meaning, in plain English, she saw every 20th day, okay? Esrim Yom Esrim Yom Esrim. She saw every 20th day during the sixth hour of the day. That's when she saw every 20th day during the sixth hour of the day. That was on the sixth hour of every 20th day. Okay, that's we got Esrim Yom Yom Esrim, Esrim Yom Esrim, Mishay Shos, L'Shay Shos. Okay, good. Higia Yom Esrim V'lo Raso. So now day 20 arrives, okay, she hasn't yet seen. 20th day arrives. So Rabbi Huda, okay, Asura L'Shamish Kol Shay Shos V'Shamish Di Rabbi Huda. She is forbidden to her husband the first 6 hours, even though she's not really expecting the other period till the sixth hour. She's already Asura. All the first 6 hours, Dibur Yehuda. Okay, remember we had that machlokas on the year because Yehuda said the whole ona is out. So therefore, we know she's not expecting it till 6 hours, till 12 noon, but she's already usher the first 6 hours of the day. And we also see Matir at Shei Shos. He said, no, she's Mutaris until the sixth hour, right? The Choshesh is Shei Shos, but in the sixth hour, she's Choshesh. Okay, there's in English, but Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that you see that the shows counts. Shows also is part of the vessels. Going to be Yehuda, not. They're going to be Yehuda, you have to consider the whole day. So therefore, Yehuda asks her already from the beginning of the day, before 6 hours. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Yossi says 6 hours is also a vessel. So therefore, up until that point, she's Mutaris. Furthermore, Avru Shei Shos Velo Rasa, let's say the 6 hours passed and nothing happened. She happened not to see any dam during that 6 hour. So then, again, Asura L'Shamish Kolem Kula. She remains Asura for the rest of the day, Divrei Yehuda, according to Yehuda. We also see Matir Ben Amir Cholamala. We also see Ben Amir Cholamala. Ben Amir Cholamala is a little bit late, you know, after the 6 hour. Okay, we'll see in a moment why he says Ben Amir Cholamala. All right, so let's see the Rashi. That's the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Asura L'Shamish Kolem Kula, Divrei Yehuda, source 4. Yehuda L'Tameh, the Omar Kol Onas Vest Asura. That's a good Lushitaso, that the whole Ona of the Vest is Asura. The ona havi o yom o lila. And as we defined earlier in the year, we saw this very Gemara. An ona is either the day or the night when she's expecting him. So the entire day or the entire night, a unit is, you know, during which she is expecting, she's expecting to get her period. Okay, so that whole thing is aser. When we shavesta b'alila, I feel b'sofa asur kol alila. A woman who has investors at night, okay, even if normally she sees towards the very end of the night, but she's asur the whole night. That's Rabbi Huda. Invest the yom, feel the sofa, call the yom asura. Okay, even after the 6 hour. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Huda she tells him. But Rabbi Yossi holds not the way. Rabbi Yossi says, ad shei shows, the shows, daikina. We pay attention to the shows. There's such a thing called best of the shows, according to Yossi. Holu best of the shows, sheishes, ain't asura, lola fanev, lola chareh. That's the sheet of Yossi, right? That's the best of the shows. That's her vessels is during the sixth hour. All right. Now he says, Mina Mincha Lamala, Hainu Mishay Shos Lamala, Machinotu Tzole Er, Ovesheva Karnotu Hatzole, Shachamamaru. This is explaining the term Mina Mincha Lamala. You know, Rabbi Yossi says she's going to be mutaris min mincha lamalo. What does mincha mean? You know, so we know about the zman of mincha. So what is the word? I mean, mincha is a funny word. In a sense, it's a funny word as we use it to daven mincha, tefillas mincha. What is that? I mean, there was a korban mincha, but the korban mincha had nothing to do with the afternoon. There's a korban mincha in the morning also, right? The mincha was simply a flower offering that accompanied both the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Ben Arbayim. Okay, and also accompanied the musafir, minchasam, and eskayim kemedubar, right? The mincha offering had nothing to do with the afternoon. Okay, mincha was a flower offering, and that was offered with different karbonas, no matter what time.
So, I've been wondering this for years.
Okay, well, we'll touch upon it. It's an interesting question, which is more than we have time to go into right now. But since you put it up, I'll mention to you, there is a pasuk. Okay, the word mincha, so here, okay, I mean, the word mincha means, right, mechinatu tzlalei erev, when the shadows of the afternoon, right, the sun begins to move towards the western part of the sky. Right, and the Ramban in Chumash, you want to look it up. The Ramban in Chumash in Parshas Bo, Perkin Beis of Shmos, says Mincha is Miloshon Noach, when it's like resting. The sun is moving more towards its resting place. It's moving more towards setting than it is since it rose. Right, which means after midday. After midday, so the sun is either it's Noach Loshon Noach resting. Or it's mancha, it's going down. Okay, and that's where the word mincha comes from. To my knowledge, there's only one place in Tanakh where the afternoon service that we call mincha is linked to a mincha offering or linked to that time. The pasuk by Eliyahu Navi, okay, when he's at Har Carmel, it says, right, the Gemara says, you should be very careful with davening mincha. The Gemara says, with tefillas mincha, because of different reasons, Eliyahu HaNavi was answered at that time. The afternoon davening, there are many reasons you have to be careful the afternoon davening, especially this time of year, you know, if you're at work. You know, Shacharis, you can always daven before you leave the house in the morning, and Maariv, you can always daven in the evening after your day is over. Mincha means you always have to interrupt in the middle of the day whatever activity you're doing, or to daven, especially when, you know, sun sets at 4:30, it's not always so easy to remember. So the Gemara says, Havizor, I think language is Havizor, but Tzilas HaMincha. And it says Eliyahu was answered because of Ahi Ba'alos HaMincha. It's a very, very difficult phrase. That's a pasuk there in Malachim. You know, it's Aftar. We don't always read it because of the Abra Parsha. But Aftar Parsha is Kisisa. It's the story of Eliyahu and Har Carmel. So you all know the story, right? So Eliyahu there, it says Ahi Ba'alos HaMincha. So that's a place in Tanakh, and it's talking about the afternoon. You see, Chazal understood it's talking about the afternoon. It calls it Alos HaMincha. So maybe at one point they did refer to that korban more as the mincha offering than others. I don't know. So maybe we'll have to explore it a different time. But for right now, again, you're looking at Ramban in Parshas Bo. I think it's Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav. Ramban says the lashon mincha. So he talks about it. There's a pnei Yeshua about it at the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachos. Anyway, so it's an interesting point. But the point is that for our purposes today, according to Biosi, after this whole 6 hours up, okay, it's really the whole 6 hour is up. The whole 6 hours up, not till one, right? The 6 hour is after the 6 hours from 11 to 12. So it's after, you know, it's after 12 when the sun begins to move to that part of the sky. So that's Mishay Shal Salamala. The Kinotu, that's when this, and then, as we'll see, that, you know, those who suggest what technically speaking, you can daven mincha right after Chatzos. We don't. We wait a half an hour. It's not always so easy to see in the sun. Today we can look at a watch. Well, they measure by the sun. So Tchatzos is when the sun is directly overhead. It's hard to see. You know, did it move a little bit? Did it move a little bit? For a while, it looks like it's still in the middle of the sky, even if it isn't. After half an hour, now you can tell it's begun to move. So that's why we wait for Mincha Gedolah. We wait for 12:30, half an hour after Tchatzos. Okay, anyway, that's that. So Tetosis points out, on that daf, in Nidus HaMgil, Dibur Maschel Asura, Tosus points out, Asura Shamash called Sheishol Dibur Behuda. So the truth is, says Tosus, Rabbi Huda HaVashayach Lemisne Kolayom Kulo. The language is a little funny in the Gemara. Because why didn't Rabbi Huda just say, she's Asura the whole day? Because in effect, that's what he says. He says she's also the first 6 hours, and she's also after the 6 hours. So add that together, she's also the whole day. So why don't you just say that? You get Tosus' point. Asul Shamish called Shay Shows, the Behuda said Tosin and Hanami. Or Behuda have a Shaykh Lemisni, Kalam Kulo. Kadabuch Misafe, she also Kalayom. Elohim, Shubiosi, Tanah Batarate Bobby. It's true, he does hold like that, but since Shubiosi splits it up also, because for him the middle point is significant, because that's the message. So Shubiosi splits it up, he splits it up also. Okay? And Vichoshesh, Mishay Shows, had a call Shah Shishis. Okay? And we extended even till past that point, the extra half hour, because you're not clear. Okay. Anyway, that's the Gemara. But it comes out, certainly, what emerges for us to Rabbi Yossi is that there's such a concept of vessel shows. That's what I want to bring up all this. Okay, now, along these lines, so there's a Gemara a little bit later, a few daf later, on Samach Vav Mer Aleph, an interesting story, 6. Hahi the Osir the Kamed of Yochanan. A certain woman came to Yochanan, right? The chol emas davi salkas mitzvah, mitzvah mitzvah, avi koschaz is dava. This woman, whenever she went to the mikveh, okay, and the mikveh was located out of town, okay, it was a stream or you know a river out of town, you know, when she came back into town to her husband, she always bled, she always saw dam. Okay, she came to be open. You know what's going to do? She would go in the brook, she would go to be tovel herself. And then she'd come back up and suddenly would see Dom again. And that's what happened. She went back to town. She would see Dom. So Rabbi Yochanan, I guess, investigated. He said, Amalei, Shema Dimas Irech Olsebech. Okay? Dimas means like Lashon Hara. That's a gossip. Okay? And Lashon Hara leading to Ayin Hara. Okay? This is one of the Gemaras about Ayin Hara. I won't go to that issue right now in great detail. In the first parak of Baba Basra, there's some Gemaras about Ayin Hara. But here's one of them. Look at Rashi. Dimas Irech, Benos Irech, so Miskanos Bech, Bechiba Shebenaeth Labale. Apparently, other women were jealous that this woman had such a loving and a close relationship with her husband. So when she came back from the mikveh, Dimas says, Rashi is Lashon Lius. Lius is Lashon Hara, Laz, you know, Motzi Laz, right? It's Lashon Hara. I don't know the French word. Anyway, and he brings her right from the Gemara and Sota like that. So it means, bottom line is that the women of the town, other women of the town, they would see her coming back from the mikveh, you know, from being tovel, so they would cast an ayin hara on her, right? They were jealous of her, they'd speak about her, whatever, and they would cast an ayin hara. So therefore, what advice did Yochanan give? L'chi v'tivali v'hivali lo al gabanar. Find a place to be with your husband before you come back in the town, before the other ones see you and have a chance to be matal this ayin hara. Okay, that's a strange Gemara, but that's what it says. You know, find a place. It says on Gabi Anar, it doesn't mean right the river. It means, you know, find a place nearby before you see him by the people. Okay, that's what that's what he told. That's the advice he gave her. He felt that it was an ayin hara issue, so, and that's why she bled. Okay, she got upset or whatever it is. So, so he said, go have be with your husband closer to where she was. Tavella's phone would see her. Okay, the Ramban on that Gemara, the Chiddush Ramban. And that Gemara needs some of an olive. This would have nothing to do with us, okay, offhand. The Ramban is in the Chiddushim. Had Amar Yochanan Lechi, right? Adir Masalha. Mishim She'ain Best is the Oser Yomo, Mishalo Haya Vesta. This funny occurrence, it happened now several times, right? But says of Yochanan, it's not really a Vesis, okay? It's not the day that caused it. It's not, you know, the day that caused it. Rather, Elabach Nasos Alair. It was coming back to town. Okay, so Chavrosa Margishas Bo, and the neighbors noticed the Shema Afiyoy, some Spayeshas, and he just gives a little bit of rational explanation. You know, she's embarrassed a little bit. They're talking about her. Umischalcheles. You know, that's a lesson from Megillas Esther. Remember when Esther heard the news, it says, Vatischalchal Hamalka Ma'od. Remember when Esther heard what Mordechai was mourning about. Okay, the Gemara Taka says, Shapersa Nida. Gemara Megillah says, what does it mean, Vatischalcha Lamalka? What's Shapersa Nida? Right, so we know, so what do you call it? The psychosomatic, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, things bring it on. So she was nervous or upset that the neighbors were speaking. It wasn't magic. Okay, I mean, I guess the Ramban is moving away from Stam Ayin Hara. He's giving more of a scientific or you know, rational explanation. What happened here, right? Vavale Kevesa Shokvitsa Shalachilas. Okay, it's like, you know, vessels caused by jumping or by eating certain foods, which we'll get to. Or by chilas shum, eating the garlic. She calls man, she ain't no chelas, ain't no chosheshes, right? If she doesn't eat this food, you don't have to worry about it. So here too. So that's what happened. Or inami dima lo kama vessa de kriba almo. Or it's not a vessel because That happened. That doesn't always happen. This time it happened that they cast an iron heart. Vachi kamala lav tvila gamalef the titzvi aladimas ira gamala umuteres at al gavanar. Okay, so bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan basically advised them what to do. That's not really considered a vessel. All right. So the first teretz is really, there's two really things Tosa says, or that the Rabban says. He says this vessel wasn't a real vessel because if she wouldn't do this, then it's like again like a vessel. If you don't eat this food, you won't get period. So don't walk into town, you won't get it. She's just advising her. According to the Inami, he was giving a psak. Okay, that's not the tefillah that was goring, but the iron heart. Okay. Anyway, it's an interesting point. All right. So that's the Ramban. However, the Ravid on this refers to this Gemara. The Ravid is in the Balei Nefesh in Shaar Tikkun Avesa Siman Aleph. The Ravid mentions on this using this point. Fine. Okay. Umistabralon dafka shelo kava versus lo liyamim velo l'shalos. Here's the key. Avalim kava versus l'shalos velo kava liyamim eno choshesh el shaito bilvad. Okay? He says an interesting point regarding our Gemara, regarding our original Gemara. Machokas v'hudim v'yosi. What do we mean? Let's see. The ad kan lo polim v'hudim alei v'yosi el bilimud el yamim kenetanya. That's the Mahokas. Says the Ravid, the cave in the Limud Yom Esim, Afal Gav, the Limud of Mishay Shos, Kriyas the Yoma Asalo, the Okal Kriyas of the Shah. So therefore, Hashin and cave in the Kriyal of Esim, Hayoma, Kulayoma is money. Okay? So says the Yehuda, the only machlokas of Yehuda Yossi is the following: it wasn't just a certain hour; it was a certain hour of a certain day. It was every 20 days, the sixth hour. Okay, but if she always saw, based on random days, this month she saw the 20th, this month she saw the 24th, then when she saw the 19th, then she saw the 23rd, but it was always in the same hour of the day. Right, not that it was a fixed day and a fixed hour of a fixed day, but it was a fixed hour on random days. Okay, hechad the kviyah leveses yoma, lo kviyah leveses yoma, vaday kviyusa the shah mahanyala. Okay, then she could be koveya just for shows. Then it wouldn't be a machlokas. You know what the rabbi is saying? The rabbi is saying that if a woman is koveya veses for a particular hour, but not for a particular day, then we're chosheshes for that hour. Okay. And that's the point. And that's the raya from this Gemara. That's the raya from this Gemara, he says, because that's what we bring. He says, again, you hear the rabbis? Yeah.
Assuming she had a vessel's kavua,
yeah.
It would still be the same day, same hour.
No, but that's what I'm saying. She didn't. She never vessel's kavua for days. That's what he's saying. He's saying, One month she saw the 23rd, next month she saw the 25th, next month she saw the 20th. But it was always at that hour.
If
there was a vessel, so he said no, but.
I'm assuming that it was, she doesn't have that.
Right. Okay. He said the first case is when the machokas of Rabbi Yossi is when it's a certain hour of a certain day. Then Rabbi Yossi holds, well, we look at the hour, and therefore she's only us during the hour. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what? We look at the whole day. Right? Rabbi Yehuda asks her the whole day. Says the Rabbi, that's the machlokas. But in a case where she's koveya a particular hour, and not a particular, you can read the words again, right? He says, Aval, second line of the second page, Aval hechad kviya levesis l'shah, v'lo kviya levesis l'yoma, v'lo kviya levesis l'yoma, then vadek kviya levesis l'shah mahani. Below Osi Vesena Kavu, the Yom of Okalak, this is the Shah. The Sui Kilimigma, Laha Milsa, I can prove this from that Gemara. Now he it's that we just saw. Why did I bring in that Gemara on the Samavo? It's an interesting Gemara, but what does it got to do with us? So according to Ramban, it doesn't connect with us, it just explains the Gemara. But according to the Ravid, he's bringing this as a proof. Okay? To call Emus to have a Salkamatrilas Mitzah, have his Chazidam, etc. So he says, basically, she went to the mikveh. It wasn't exact. The point was, it wasn't necessarily the exact time every day. I'm sorry. It was not exactly necessarily that she came back at the same moment every day. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan, you can be with your husband just before you come into town, right? So in other words, what the rabbi is saying is, he says, be with your husband. Obviously, he wasn't choshish for the whole day as being a problem. He was only choshish for that time. In that case, the time was when she came back to town. You hear? That's why. Look at the last few words of the rabbi. Look at it. It's good to see inside. The Alpha Pichain lo chasha should be Yochanan el the Shaita Bilvad. The Hainu Sas Knisos Leir. Avokodim Knisos Leir Hitira. So says the Rabbi, there you see, I'm right. And there you see that the concern is the Shah. Okay? When there's no fixed vessels, and then there's no indication more that she had a fixed vessel. Okay? So then you're choshe for the Shah, yeah.
And it's not focused for
the... That was my focus on the Dereisa, the Rabbanon.
Yeah, so even if it's Rabbanon, they held it
as Dereisa. Okay, after yeah. Right.
So it sounds like he's making this asset
work
the same line.
I hear what you're saying. I want to look that up again. Okay. I know what you're talking about. I just don't know. I didn't connect them. But okay. Anyway, that's the sheet of the Ravid. So the Ravid brings this Gemara into our discussion. This Gemara, but he says, obviously, you're only worried about the hour. In that case, what was the hour? When she went into the city. So, but the rest of the day was fine. So comes the Balamor in the source 10, in the Salam Achokas, right? The Hasogas of Zrach Halevi. On that point, it's Simon Aleph and Oz Zion, source number 10. He said, what do you mean? He said, "Od kasav kama vessel shows leom ena choshel shait mivad." That kama pli, and he brings the whole story. Okay, now look at the third line. V'lo havinosi b'zeh mahu rot salom. Wait a second. So let's say she's koveh vessel, says the Balamor, that she sees always at 11 o'clock. Okay, every time, random, no set days, right? The Ravid's case, but whatever she sees 11 o'clock. So when does she have to be choshesh every day at 11 o'clock? I don't know, maybe we got tomorrow, maybe we got next Tuesday, right? There's no fixing. Is that what he's trying to say? Says the bottom line, it doesn't make any sense. He says, Lo avinosi b'damar tolomar. He wrote tolomar, Sha'isha kovas vesed b'shah, Shalom shalom b'yamim, Zetemo. Shalom atzina kriya shalos b'leyom, b'chol diver v'seino. We never found in any of the literature, okay, and the Gemara, is that there's such a concept of an hour not attached to a day. Remember, the original Gemara that we saw on Sound Gimel, was high solimuda, it was attached to a particular day, like you were saying before. It was attached to a particular day, says the Balamor. We never found the hour. And then he says, okay, Vim Kane, Hareha Isha Zos Asura Kolya Meha goes to Shah. Every day. Because she doesn't have any fixed days, sometimes the 19th, sometimes the 14th, sometimes 26th. Okay, so every day she'll have to be parish at 11 o'clock, if that's the hour, right? We fair fancy that ain't lano kayutzim is a mechala talmud. Okay? Umashahevi raya mahi itza, that raya that he brought from that Gemara with the woman with the ayin hara, it's on the samak vav, the chol aim is the sapk, it's a mitzah hamech, zebe maisai atoloi. It wasn't, that's not a matter of the hour, it's a matter of her going to town and hearing the lashon hara, whatever, getting nervous because the neighbors are talking about her. So therefore, he thinks it's a very, very strange pshat. So says the Balamor. Okay? Yeah.
We had something who had
the intuition of a rest
that at least starts in
a certain hour. Yeah, you mean like
before sunrise and so on. Yeah, so what is this kasha? Or by rest of
the Yeah, but again, those were always, let's see, those were always, look, I don't think at the end of the day what the Balamor reason derived is what derived meant. Okay, what the Ravid will mean is that whenever she has to be put, whether it's on a baininess, whatever she's keeping, will have to be that hour. Doesn't mean every day. That's the bottom line understood. But I'm saying I don't think it's meant. Because look, let's take a look in source 11. The Shulchan Aruch in our Sif now. So moving on to Sif Gimel. Shemukuf Pei Tesif Gimel. Im Kava Vestas L'Shals V'Lo L'Yomim. So Shulchan Aruch, has it. All right. She's Kovea Vestas particular hours, not particular days. So Eino Choshesus El Shaita Bovad. We'll get back to that. Okay. What does it mean? Vessels for show. Pirish. Could go in Achar Tvilasa, like that case. Oshar Dorm Kyotuba. Shuragila Liros Machmas Osozman. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch rules this way. That's how they is ruling this rivet. Now, but it is connected to something. That's what the Taz points out. Okay. It's Yukot and Dalit. Right. Again, that's what he's saying. Perish Kagon Akatuloso Oshar Dorm Kedra, it still is attached to something. It's not like the Balamor said that Nashi have to be choshesh every day at that hour. It may not be attached to days, but it's attached to her Tvila, it's attached to coming to town, it's attached to something. Okay? And Shirugila is Machmas Oso Zman. It is attached to some sort of to some event at least. Maybe it doesn't need to be connected to a day, but it is connected to such an event. The Chavis Das, okay. Says it in the Biurim. Well, first, and then we'll look at the Kedushim in Sivkot and Dalit. He says, Pirish. She also gimel piyam biyamim she'en and shavim. She saw three times in a row with the days that are not, the days have no pattern. Okay? But the hour did. The din the choshesh la'achin come over to see if you gimel. Fine. This is choshesh the last one. Vim ko osan a gimel palma rosa b'shoy yaduha. Ein a choshesh is rak shaita k'sheyesho shakul ariyosa. She's going to have to keep now, next month, whatever the last one was, the intervals and the Yom HaChodesh and Ona Benenis. But when? Only in that hour. That's the point. Not the, every single day for the rest of her life, she choshesh that hour. When she is choshesh, the following month, for whatever, the Haflaga, for the Yom HaChodesh, the Ona Benenis, she's only choshesh during that time. And the choshesh is Rak Shaita. Who are din b'vesa kritza, so achat tfilos, and gamkin, and us to Rak Shaita, So in the Biurim, Aleph, he spells it out further. He says, Kagon, Sharosa, Kamapomi, Omishan, Kagon, Aleph, Benison, Vidala, Beir, Bechas, Simon. Random examples, okay? Dadin, the Choshesh, Laachron, Shabahan, right? The last one was 8th of Simon, so she's got to be Choshesh, the 8th of Thomas. I mean, right? The Hanel, Ches, Thomas, Owner, Shema. Kemosh, Choshesh, Laveshan, and Kabua. We discussed already. That's his point. That's the idea of the Vestas L'Shos. Okay? And that's, he said, even if Yehuda disagrees, okay, we mode in that case. Okay, and it says the same thing. After Havel Vesis Kavul Leil Tvila, Afilu Haki Lo Asa Kol Ona. That's the raya from that Gemara. Even though she had a Vesis Kavua every time after the Tvila, but that didn't ask her the whole day. That's what Yochanan told her. So be the husband earlier. It's the same idea. Okay, and Mishuhaki Ena Chashesh is Al Shaita. That's the whole raya. So you can read the rest of the Chavis Das. All right. Yeah. Now he says at the end, "Eina choshes el shaita kishasha nikbaz gimel pamim." It has to be three times that happened. Okay, like any other verses, kavur, and we nekar also three times. Okay, so that's the chavis das. Good. The Sidrei Tara, however, look at 15. So Tara Tzukot and Aleph. I don't know. Maybe takes the Balamor more literally. He says umasha kos at the end of Tzukot and Aleph in the Sidrei Tara and Arsim Kuf Peites. There's a Masha Kosa of Harivit, the Vesta of Zeneca, Mashal Achas, near the Shrile, the Vesta Kabul Shos, Loyam Duma, the Vesta Kvitos, Shem Nikbel Yam Kvum, Afila Hoki, Kol Sharosa came Gimel Pomim, Hosheshus La Pam Achas, the Neca of Pam Achas, Chai Gav the Vesta Shos. He's saying that actually Vesta Shos can be undone by one time. Okay, we'll have to see. But he does seem to say that when it's established, you have to worry about every day, like the Balamor. But it doesn't appear like the Mechaber, to me, the Mechaber held that way. Okay, just as a side point, remember, Okay, so that's the Sidur Torah seems to be more like a Balamor. It's hard to imagine that that's it's hard to imagine that's what the Rabbi meant. It's hard to imagine certainly that's what Shulchan Aruch means to Paschim. I just call your attention to finish this unit up in 16. The Nekudat HaKesef back in Simukuf Pei Dalad, Sukkot and Aleph on the Taz, you know, he points out, okay, we don't really have those kinds of verses today in terms of one seeing at that fixed the time. Okay, so therefore, look at the end of this. Atos she'elon uvesus gmoros yisaharchi mat kodem onus uvesus ulacher. All right, that's just practical. Okay, let's go weiter. Now, the next thing is something we really saw already back in Simkuf Pei Dalad, but it's repeated here in Siv Dalad. We're up to Siv Dalad now. Okay, I'm moving along. Just moving along in Simkuf Pei Dalad. That was Siv Gimel. Now Siv Dalad. It ends with something we discussed already. I'm going to do this quickly, and that is the Bedika issue. That's the Machlokes on Daf Tes Zayin. I'm an Aleph, right? Itmar, Isha Shesha Vesas, we saw this many times already. Vigia Shas Vesas, the low Bodko. She didn't do the Bedika when the Vesas came, but it was so Bodko. And later she did Bedika after that. So, Omarav, Bodko, Motza Tmea Tmea, Torah, Torah. The Rav says it goes by the subsequent Bedika, and we've seen this before. Okay, Shmuel, Omar, no, Fila Bodko, Motza Torah, Nami Tmea, Misha Orech, Orech, Uzman Abon. Good. So, Lema Vesas Kamifalge, maybe the Machlokis is how we treat Vesas. My Sover. Dura'isa, Ma'isa, Darbona, right? The old question of versus Dura'isa, Darbona. Okay. So, Omar was there, no. Kula Alma, Vestas, Dura'isa. Kan Shabodka, Atzma, Kashir, Vestas. She checked out immediately, right? And Kan Shalobodka, Atzma, Kashir, Vestas. Nachmitza, or no, but Vestas, Gufaya, Kumitli. The Ma'isa, Vestas, Dura'isa, Ma'isa, Vestas, Darbona. I don't need to go over this, right? We discussed this already, right? So, just quickly. So, Rashi says, does not know 18 the Kula Alma. I feel a Rav mode the Vestas Doraisa. Rav, who's Mako, who says you do the Bedika later, and whatever that reveals, that's the situation. And if the later Bedika reveals she's Tahora, then she's Tahora. We don't have to assume that Orech was not a blah. Okay, then she just missed it. Right, that's Rav. Right, Shmuel says no. Shmuel says even if you check later, it's not going to help because we think that's because Shmuel holds Vestas Doraisa. We're to know I feel a Rav mode the Vestas Doraisa. But how the Kong and Sosa Tahora Tahora because your Bodka is your Vestas. So Vestas, she did a Bedika right then and there. You have a dam, have a mishakwa, that she would have found something. And Shmuel says, no, even though she's still tamei, because Orech was one of Ba, Hova lo Borka, Mishas, this is Mamish. Right, that's the machlokas. And the other case is Kanshalo Borka, right? She didn't check right away. All right, anyway, fine. Now, the Rashbo, if you remember, we had a big machlokas, actually had a three-way machlokas, if you remember, back in Kuf Pei Dalad. Okay, three-way machlokas, about the Bedika. So the Rashbo and the Bayis Aruch and Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel 19, right? Umiyu Asura Ad Shetivdog Umotza Tor. But until she does a Bedika, she remains Asura. Okay? Shani Choshe Shema Bo Aruch Av Kishol Gersha. All right? So she has to do, and that's why Rav said, Bodko Umotza Tor Tor. She did a Bedika. Rav's the Mekel. Rav said she did a Bedika. Yeah, but she had to have done the Bedika and find herself Tor. Then she's Tor. Okay? You need a bedika. Okay. However, he says the Rashba Lohi. He says no. He says, one second, the Rashba himself. The second part of Rav, who says that until then she's assumed to be Torah, that we don't say. They require a Bedika, that's the bottom line. And based on that, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over there, in Simukuf Pei Dalad, Sif Tes, based on the Rashba, he writes as follows. Take a look, 20, Shar Noshim, Tzrichas Bedika Kishihigia Havesis. Over Havesis Velo Bodko, Velo Hirgisha, Tahora below Bedika. Okay? Tahora below Bedika. Now that's the opinion of, that was one of the opinions. That was the riff in the Rambam, which the Ran and Shulis brought. You can look back at your notes with the sheets from there. But, the Yesh Omim Shasura Adja Tivdok, which is the Rov Rishonim, Asura Adja Tivdok, Yesh Amesh Kavur, Oshu Yom Lamed, right on a Benet, the Hachi Nog. That's the meaning. So Shulchan Aruch says that if the Vestas came and went, and there was no Hargosha, she's Tahor without a Bedika, but Yesha, we know she's Asura until she does a Bedika, which is the opinion of Rashba and the Rov Rishonim, and that's the minute. Okay? That's the Shulchan Aruch over there. The Shach, it's in Chav Gimel, there, in Kuf Pei Dalad. Okay? brings a shita, okay, the shach brings a shita from the bach, who says no, the bedik won't even help. That was the other extreme. Remember that? That's a three of machok. No, too late. The bedik won't even help. Okay, the shach quotes, Chasam Yishel Sefer, right? The bach posted the Yesh Lachmer, Kanaskanus HaMordechai, the other Rishonim, the dafka bedika atzma miyad l'achar vesta tok shir vesta, of a low bodka tok hazman, afo bishal chakabor atzma l'tatar, temeya, even if it's a bedika, she's temeya. That's the third shita. Okay? Because we assume, Orech was not above and off the floor, there was some bleeding and she didn't notice it. Right? It fell down. Other ground. You hear? Remember the third of the three shitas. If you didn't do a bedika, oh, she's okay. She's okay if you did a bedika and found to be okay. And the third shita is that she without the bedika is no good. All right? That's the chumadika shita. The middle position is what the Ashbor said, what the Shulchan Aruch Hachi know. Okay? So the Pesach Tshuva writes, you've got your test over there. Okay, I'm going to mention all of this here because it turned out at 23. That's here in our Siman, Kuf Kai Test. Now, Sim Dalad, he says the following. Od Yesh Chilak Ben Kvato Gimel Pomim Lo Kvato Gimel Pomim. Shakavua, Afo Pisha Ovra Onosa Velo Hirgisha, Asur L'Shamish Ad Shetivdok V'Tim Tzatora. If she has a fixed vessel, okay, it was Koveya three times, okay, then she'll have to do a bedika before. Okay, in other words, by Vessus Kavua, even if the owner came and went and she didn't feel anything, she remains usher until she does a bedika. But the Shalokavata give a poem, in Kia, Zmana Vessel, or Bodka, below Rasa, Kavan, Shabonosa Muteris. Okay, then he adds, V'ona Beninus, Yulamid Yom, Dina Kavessus Kavua. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is bringing over here. Okay, kind of a middle position. He's saying, in effect, that that's the difference between whether you have a Kavessus Kavua three times or not. It's whether you need to have a Bedika after the owner came and went. And again, it's really parallel to what he wrote back in Kufpei Dalat Tziv Tes. When we compare 20 to 23, right? I mean, in Kufpei Dalat Tziv Tes, he writes, okay, Yesh Omer Shasur Ad Shetivdok Im Yesh Lavessus Kavua. And he says, oh, you know, that's what he's saying here too. The only thing here, he says the other side. And it's Eino Kavua, then you're okay without a Bedika. You follow? So that's, which is the first opinion over there, but he doesn't bring that over there. You can wonder why, but he doesn't. Okay, so he just amplifies it over here in the Kufpei Tes. So he says the same thing, if the Vessus Kavua, then she's Muteris, I'm sorry, she's Asura, even without until she does a Bedika. And if she's not a Vessus Kavua, then she didn't do a Bedika, and didn't say anything, so then she's Muteris after the time goes by. Okay? The Taz in Kotten Hay mentions something else. He quotes from a different source of Kuf Tevav. He says, Afa Gaz in Kuvah plus the Ein Lo Vessus Tzvicha Bedika of Netashmet, Kain Mar Sheyesh Lo Kvar Vessus El Sheshinsa Achsho the Vessus Chadosha. He's brought away something else. The Taz simply says that there's another ruling that seems to say that you do need a bedika if she has no vessels. He says, no, here we're only talking about when she had a vessels and now changed. And hasn't yet, but the change hasn't yet been established three times. And of course, Akesim disagrees. Because Akesim says, no, I feel a bit curious to be also. Okay? Okay? And there it's Hatsum, Irish Anal Vessels Klal, the whole palm looks like it's Barah. Of a kind, Yeshua Vessel, El Shein of Kavua. Okay, the technical difference. And then the Shulchan Aruch concluded by saying that Ona Beninus is like a Vessel's Kavua. That's how the Shach Pasin, Zivkot and Zion, Ona Beninus, Asur Labaila, Lushloshim Ad Shetivdok. Okay, that takes care of that. Okay, that's Siv Dalit. Good? Yes, everyone with me? Okay. Now let's move on to Siv Hay. Okay, and Sif Hey is about the Vessus Ludilug. Okay, with Ludilug Bahaflogos. So let's see, we saw this Gemara already yesterday, but we'll read again quickly now. 27. Nida Samach Dalad Ahmed Aleph. Itmar. Rosa Yom Chamishosal Chorizeh. Yom Tezana Chorizeh. Yom Shivosal Chorizeh. Rav Omar Kabbalah Vessus Ladilug, Shmuel Amish at Tishalach Ladilug, right? We discussed that already. Okay. Rav said that's already a Vessus Ladilug, 15, 16, 17. It has to be Choshesh next month for 18. Okay. As Rashi says, 28. Each month. Again, she saw 15, 16, 17. The Rav said that's a clear vessel of dealer. So she has to be choshes since Rav should be the 18th of the fourth month, the 19th of the fifth month, and behind all on and on it goes. Okay? Mary Shmuel says, no, the first one doesn't count. We discussed this yesterday, right? Shmuel says, no, the first one doesn't count. Shmuel Omar adds it to Shalash Bedilu. You need three. The first one doesn't count. It's not a pattern. And the Gemara says, Neymar, Rav Shmuel pleaded the truth of the Rebbe showing on the Kamifami, the time, right? The Gemara proposes maybe this is a machloka simply of what constitutes a chazoka, getting three times or two times, right? The machloka is Rebbe showing on the wheel by an Isha Katlonis, right? The time and this is the Rishon Meis, so Shane Meis, will she should to us and give Rebbe, because Rebbe holds already two times. And I'm showing him Leo, I'm about to give to us, she can marry a third time, but Ladala go to say, right? That some of the woman whose husband dies in unusual circumstances, not the old age, right? So, or you know, something happened three times. But Rebbe holds, once it happened two times, she shouldn't marry a third time. She got Lonis, and Rebbe showing him Leo said, no, third time she can marry, it's not a fourth time. So the Gemara says, no, the Kula Amma Kishon Gamliel. Everyone agrees, like Kishon Gamliel, you need three. Rav Rab Savar, Hamisha Samunyana. Shmuel Savar came to Lab Bedilu, Chazit, Lab Minyana. Okay, that's the Machokas. Now, which we saw already, yep. So the Shmuel said there have to be three Dilugs. You can't have three Dilugs, you can't have a pattern. The first one doesn't count for the pattern. Okay, you skip from 15 to 16, but that's only one. 16 to 17 is two, 17 to 18 is three, right? And that's a Shmuel. So, good. So, let's see. Yeah. Hachit Tashala. Yeah. And as Rashi says, Hachit Tashala Vidil, Vyom Tetzov Enom Enominion. Shutchilos Vyatsam Ein Sham Dilo. Good. Tosas there says as follows. Tosas Dimaska Itmar, which we saw part of yesterday. Now, a different part of Tosas now. On Son of Donovan Allah, Dimaska Itmar, 29. The Hecha de Brishona Ein Lashir. The Kula Amud, the Ein Rishona, he says as follows. Okay. If you in the first month, Ein Lo Shir Bechodesh Shetei Hashnia Nira Dilig Ben Rishona, the Kula Amud, the Ein Rishona Min Aminyan, Ubinu Shetishalosh Bedilu. Kagon Rosa Achsho, Ushnia Beesimla, Ushnisha Bechafalav, Ushnia, Mushum Hachi Noka Tetzor Bechodesh. The Tosis points out an important point. He says, if we're dealing with a dilug of haflogos, it's a dilug of intervals. So then even Rav won't count the first one, right? Because there's certainly been no interval. And to the interval she sees, you hear what Tosa is saying? Tosa is saying is if this dilug is a dilug of intervals, she saw at an 18-day interval, then she saw at a 19-day interval, then she saw at a 20-day interval. So then even Rav will admit, okay, even Rav will admit that the first one can't count. That's why the Gemara gives the example that it was a day of the month. The Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel says, tells us it's on the first, it's a dilug in the days of the month. 15, 16, 17, I mean, 15th of the month, 16th of the month, 17th of the month. That is a pattern. According to Rav, the first one counts. Retroactively, the first one counts. And of course, Shmuel doesn't. But if it's a dilug of intervals, she saw 20 days apart, then she saw 21 days apart, then she saw 22 days apart. When I say apart, I mean since the last 3 years, right? She saw on day 20 since the last 3 years. Then she saw day 21 since that year. Then she saw day 22 since that year. That, even Rav will admit, the dealing with haflogos, says Tosas. Then, even Rav will admit, the kula amma de nor shem emin, ubin and shit the shalosh bedilig kagon. Rosa achshov, she saw now, okay, good, that's not, the now doesn't count. Then Ushnia Be'esim Law, my second read was 20 days after this one. Ushlishas, I saw a third time, 21 days later, the Kofal of Ushnia, since the second read. And then Ushub Hachinam, then I'd have to have a third one, okay, because otherwise I don't have a Diluk. All right, that's why they mentioned the Chodesh and not a Flogo. The Rosh says the same thing, it's more clear. Parak Tes, Sim Gim, remember in Parak Tes, the Rosh, the alphabet starts again, the numbering starts again. So it's the second Simon Gimel in the Rosh and Parak Tes, 30. Rav lo komar, the Riyah Rishon Minyan, Elohecha, Shehariyah Rishon Ohaya b'chamisha sar b'chodesh, Kevin d'zman Riyosel, Minyan Yimos HaChodesh, Avalim Riyah Rishon Ohaya sar b'chodesh. Ushliya b'chamisha asar l'riyazu. Ushliya b'shesh asar l'osariya. Moda rab de lo kabbal avesa de riyushana enam in a minyan. Okay, that's just pointing out. Okay, now we move to Simon, our Simon, now Sif Hei, 31. Sif Hei. To omem shetia hafloga, shekovas b'hem avesa b'dilug, kigom, sheros ahayom, veros ashenish l'sof lamed, ushlishis l'lamed alev, revius lamed beiz, then kabbal avesa l'dilug shel haflogas. Okay, that's called a, so now we have notes of called the Vesas Haflogos. But it's a Vesas Dilogos. But it's a Dilog Haflogos and a Dilog Le. If you remember the chart I gave you from the Sefer Shir Sam, the very first, I emailed to you separately, I think it has all these different permutations. Okay, you can take a look. Anyway, that's what Hanukkah is talking about here. Then he adds, Vein Shir Chiko Dilog Harbe, Vein Shalor Chiko Leom Echad. The example we always gave, it went from 30 to 31, 32. Doesn't matter. It can go from 30 to 33 to 36. As long as it's the pattern. Okay? That's something to get these things. They go, what's the next number in the line? You have to guess what the next. All right, so as long as it's a pattern. Right? But as he said, Bain Shalachim Yomechim, Kabbal Vessel, Dilag Ashovim. If you call Inish Tim Masher, you also Kabbal Vessel. So he's just saying that it doesn't matter. You know, you skipped one day, you skipped 3 days. The amount of time of the Hafloga doesn't matter. As long as there's some kind of a consistent pattern. Okay, and that's what comes out from there. The Taz points out here as well an important thing. Okay, the Taz says, this is quite involved.
Are Chazal Machshev an exponentially increasing Vesas? 248?
Yeah, I didn't see that anywhere. Okay, and you can come up with other mathematical permutations of a, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Yeah. The Taz points out something important here in Sukkot Vav. The Shach also says a little more wordier in Sukkot Ches, but it's the same basic idea. Okay, he says actually, let's remember, in order to establish this, you're going to need five riyas altogether, right? Because the first dilug doesn't count according to Shmuel. The first dilug, that's the dilug between one and two, won't count. Right? And between two and three, three and four, and four and five. You need five riyas. Okay? Zeo ki yesh omesh rizayin aval adeya rishona, right? The Taz is saying, according to the first day, bina kan od rosa b'shlishi b'shloshim shloshim. You need a third. 30, 31, and 32 is only according to one sheet. But the 30-day dilug doesn't count until, won't count, because that's nothing. That wasn't part of a pattern. The pattern started with a 31-day deal, and a 32-day deal, you'll need a 33-day deal. You follow that? That's what the Taz says. You look at the Shach also, in Shukot Neches, the Shach says, he said it more clearly, it says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mashma, the B'dalad Riyas covers the Nesel deal. But that's only for those who are Machmir. Later on, we'll see that the Machokas. But he says, well, please look at the five lines down of the Shach in Shukot Neches. Again, the first one doesn't count, whether it's the first day or it's the first dilug. The dilug, by definition, means between one and two. So that dilug won't count. You need five. Okay, that's what he said. Then it's important test. The Shach adds that the same thing is true is who I did the dilug on Afreya. It was a backwards dilug. Going Ross Shniel Sof Chavtes, or Shishu Sof Chavches, you know, went, if you saw 30, then 29, 28. Going backwards. Okay, it's a backward deal, that portion. All right. And then we said, yeah, Bain Shechika, and Sukkot Nirala, Bain Shechika, Lahab, Kion, Shadilgo, Michavtes, Laman Allah, Bechakach, Laman Gimel, Bechakach, Laman Hey, Choshesh Shishu, Laman Zion, and then Laman Tes. Okay, so he said that's a machokas Rosh Bona. Oh, we pass like Rosh Bona. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva though does point out regarding a dilug lemafreya, a backwards progression. The Pesachei Tshuva in Gimel points out that the Nadar agrees to that. Ayna kresu placey shemefakri with them. Mishum shezek kenegat a teva. I don't know what medically behold it. It's not normal for that to happen. So he's not convinced of it. The Aruch HaShulchan also makes one interesting point. How far apart can these dilugim be? So it's simply a test, an Arsene Kufpe test. This Aruch HaShulchan 35 writes, Ein hefresh bedilugim bein shechik arba yom ma'at, klomar, bein shaya dilug haya rak yom echad lamed lamed alam beis, u'bein shidilug ha-shnei yomim, kon shorot al lamed lamed beis lamed al lamed vod. That's just v'chosh, again for lamed ches, then mem, v'chein la'olam. U'adin v'gimel yom yos, v'chein kaz v'ashmo v'tarot ha-bais, and so on. Okay? The low key sheish mechol guzem. Good. V'nira de kain hu b'inyan dilug ha-chodosh, okay, dilug ha-chodosh, I mean. Okay, dilug ha-chodosh. Okay, now we'll get back to that. The Vidad, the Yeshvish Omer, the Gam, the Dilag, the Pachas, the Din Kain, Kloma, Shiroz, Salasof Laman, the Charka, the Chavtes, the backwards one, with the Shach brought in. The Yeshvish, the Gam game is there. That's the Pichet Shuma quoted the place here. But he does, okay, it's a Machoke. Now, what he says in the end, the Royal League, the Vchisa Hirak, Adir Ches Yom, below Yoser, the Shum Duksham, Kolam, Yud Alav Yom, Shadil, Nida, Shibuzekis, the Cheskis Tara. He says, but there's a limit to how far backwards you can go. When it comes to being choshesh over a dilul mafreya, it can't go past 18. Okay, because they seven to 18 are you know you may you know or be nil nida, which is you know mukzekes bechasis tara. So it makes that tara. Okay, last thing for today. All right, last thing for today is the vesis hashavua. So we actually had, again, back on Daf Lamed Tes, we've seen this more a couple of times already, okay, regarding we know about Vesa Zachodesh. We saw that was one of the Gemaras that indicated Vesa Zachodesh. We saw it yesterday, actually. Lamed Tes and Beis, Amalei lo hachem re'vona, k'tom d'chazer v'sh'yarcha v'sh'yarcha v'esim v'chamisha v'yarcha. She saw on Rosh Chodesh, next, and then the next Rosh Chodesh, and the 25th, and again on Rosh Chodesh. And we say that's not a new thing, that's rather Darmina Deme Yisera who the Tosuva, right? It says extra dam and Rashi fills in. That's the best of Chodesh. Okay, now, the turn, I'm just reminding you, the turn to the back page, Nida Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Mora says, Amar Huna, Kofts Amar Asa, Kofts Amar Asa, Kofts Amar Asa, Kamala Besses Liyamim below the Kvitzos. Okay, the Gemara says, one jumped and saw three times. She's Kovea Besses for days, but not for Kvitzos. What's going on? What's going on? Echidami. Omar Rav Ashi. The kofitz bechad b'shabbos v'chazoi. She jumped on a certain Sunday and then she bled. Kofitz bechad b'shabbos chazoi. Again. And now we'll leave out the parenthesis. Lechad b'shabbos chazoi below kvitza. But then she saw a third Sunday without kvitza. Then hasan g'loy milsa the yomu huduk agorim. It's the Sunday, not the jumping. But she saw one time without the jumping. Okay. So, fine. Now, she jumped and saw on Sunday. Then she jumped and saw again on a Sunday. And then she saw without jumping on a Sunday. So we see that her seeing was about the day and not about the jumping. That's the Gemara. So the Rosh Bor writes that we see that a woman can have a vesis for a day. Vesis liyom, yemei shavua, particular day. So the Rosh Bor writes in the Bayis Aruch, again by Zayar Shai Gimel, 39, Rabbo Seno Atzor Fasim, Zal, Mosifin, Sha'af im Shem Hayom Gorim Vesses, a day can also call be a Vesses. That's the Yosefin, that Gemara, right? Because the Gemara says, she jumped and saw, then she saw it out jumping, so they come in a day. So such a thing is a day. And he says it's parallel to an example of a shore, okay? Kedashikhan Beshore Hamuad. You can have a shore that's mu'ad to gore on Shabbos. Gore is three times in a row on Shabbos, so it's mu'ad le Shabbos, but not mu'ad for the week. Okay? By the way, why? Well, what's the story behind that? Why would an animal gore more on Shabbos when the animal knows it's Shabbos? The animal does know it's Shabbos. How? The people dress differently.
The
daughter
said that people have a different face.
Yeah, right. The Ponim Chadosh, they take literally all the time. That people look different on Shabbos. I mean, there's a, I think a story with the Ragged Shover that the woman had trouble. She came to me, the baby doesn't want to nurse on Shabbos. You know, the baby would not nurse on Shabbos. And so you figured out to put on your regular clothes of the week when you're ready to nurse and you'll nurse. The baby didn't recognize the mother or something like that. Okay, anyway. So that's the Rosh Bor. Okay. Anyway, what did you say here? Yeah. Behind the moon, parakam and the same thing. Kavta rosa, kavta rosa, kavta rosa, kavvesel yomim. Okay. And Rashi said, I mean, the third time, you know, she alma yemeh, the third time was without the kvitza. So alma yemeh shua, kavboi vesis. Okay. The shamina minah the vesis hayomim hareu nikba begimel rios levad. So there's such a thing called vesis limeh shua. Okay. The same way a shor can come on for Shabbos. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says here in Sivvav, which will be the last Sivvav for today. Shulchan Aruch says Sivvav. K'shem shekavas esvahvav yomim shavim v'sheinu shavim kach kavas b'yimei ha-chodesh u'v'yimei ha-shavua. Right, chodesh we saw already. Okay, and it'll be me ha-shavua. Shavim v'sheinu shavim. Ketzah, you know, the same number of days apart or not. Ketzah. Ros ha-gimel pomen b'echad b'shabbos o b'hei b'shabbos. Whatever. Kaval of Vessels, Be'echad B'Shabbos, Obehebo, Obehechad B'Chodesh, Obehebo, Afo P, Shechemachem Chose, Amidak B'Chop, we spoke about earlier. Okay, now, so on this point, that the Shach here, Yud Gimel, quote the Ra'ah. Remember, the Ra'ah had that we saw yesterday, the Ra'ah had the Shita, that in terms of the month, it's not the month from Rosh Chodesh, but the month from the Molad. You know, because he held it, you know, the amount of days, it's not the amount of days from Rosh Chodesh, it's not the days from the Molad, because somehow the cycle of the moon, you know, plays a role in people's physiological pattern. Kosa Mara'o, the same Rebbeinu Kabbai, this is quite new. Kosa Mara'o, the same Rebbeinu Kabbai, Hashem, lo l'kiddush ha'chodesh u'tkif shofar, tkif shofar meaning to announce Rosh Chodesh, shalano, ela l'molad ha'levona, l'shor sh'nir sh'ror l'kbo ha'chodesh al-piyariyam. That's the Rebbeinu Kabbai. Aval Rashbo, Mishmeres Habayis, we did this yesterday. Rashbo and Mishmeres Habayis cause up the Vada Shippur Gorem. No, it is our Rosh Chodesh. That's what caused it. Bakol Imos HaChodesh. Molei V'chos doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's a leap year or whatever. Shekol Masha Bezin Shalamata Osim Bezin Shalamata Maskin Lehem. That's a Pesuk Lakel Gomer Alay, which we saw yesterday. So it means that, no, it is done by what we determined out here. And that can have an impact on a person's physical properties. The example we gave yesterday was, we say that la halacha, a girl who lost her besula before the age of three, will go back before the age of three. That's the halacha. And what if suddenly Bezin extended the year and made another, so then, okay, so that doesn't make sense biologically. All right, why should the fact that Bezin made an extra month this year, but that, yet that's the halacha. You know, the halacha said, it'll go back. I gave the example with bar mitzvahs. Right? You could have two boys at bar mitzvah. You know, just because a boy reached a bar mitzvah doesn't mean the exact same chronological age the other kid is bar mitzvah, because maybe the other kid, you know, his cycle from when he was born until he turned 13, there were more leap years. So you had an extra couple months. It, you know, it depends on when in the cycle, certainly when kiddush al-piyariyah, but even now, it may depend when in the cycle you were born. Right, I mean, you can have two kids born, and their chronological age, measured by minutes or whatever hours, will not be the same. Yet they're both bar mitzvah; they're both considered adults. Or you could have the funny case of a younger kid becoming bar mitzvah before an older kid. Right, if they're born in a leap year, and so one boy was born the 28th of Adar Rishon, the other was born the 6th of Adar Sheni. So then the year of their bar mitzvah happens not to be a leap year. So the boy was born second, is going to have his bar mitzvah a good 3 weeks before the kid was born before. So he's older than it, but that's how it works. Okay, anyway, that's what the Shach saying. He quotes that Rashbo in the Derech Habayis, and he said, therefore, v'af b'chidush ha'guf kein, and a pasuk ha'gomal, we went through that yesterday. Okay, now, it's a quote in Tes Vav. Shach says, here, one second, okay, he's bothered by the following. What do you mean this day of the week thing? Day of the week. If it's the exact same day of the week, okay, isn't that basically like a Vesis Laflaga? Same amount of days went by, right? So that's what the Shach is bothered by. Okay, it's a cotton test vote, right? He says, we can make a Vesis on Sundays. Okay, that's why, that's a seventh, whatever it is. That's the same amount of time has gone by. Isn't that a regular Vesis Laflaga? So the Shach says, no. He says, it's a cotton test vote. Hello, Dami Levesses Haflog de Leosin base. Shatricha Dalad Rios. The Hossam ain't a Ptolemy Achodesh of Shavuot. Okay, there it doesn't matter what day of the month it is, or what, sorry, what day of the week it is, or what day of the month it is. Okay, that's a besis afloga. But yato yochal amal afloga kap yomim, he rohach atir upon bays. There, the first one won't count. Shara ain afloga rishon no de eli deiz man shemen rio rishon osfiyam. Avahacha to tala bechodesh or shavua, but rio rishon nami yikik kriyas man. Shara to omer bekachla chodesh rosa. He says, in other words, the difference is by a besis of shavua or a besis of chodesh can be established after three times. The Vesta Afloga won't be established after the fourth time. So that's a practical nafkamina that the Shabbat is pointing out. That there's a difference between Vesta Shavua and Vesta Afloga. Vesta Afloga needs four rias, like we said. Okay, but the Vesta Shavua will be established even after three. The first rias will count. Afloga won't count because you haven't had the day that when the first rias arrives, you haven't had any Afloga yet. You haven't had any interval yet. You follow? Everyone follow what I'm saying? That's a shock. So the difference between Vesta Shavua and Vesta Afloga. This is true. We'll finish with this. In the 42, the Pesukei Tshuva says, "Uvimei Hashavua Kasev Hashach, Tainu Sharasu B'Yom Alaf Lachor Kashu B'Chei Agav Nikanami Afloga Shove Lachav Beis Yom." Right? It's whatever the it's. You know, she sees whatever it is. It'll be the same afloga. She sees every 3 weeks on a Sunday. Okay, so that's a best afloga. She sees three times on. She saw on a Sunday. But by definition, there was, you know, same number of days in between. We came, Maya took this minute, Tamar Ova, Dika Vest Afloga Shom. Why does it tell us this? We know it already. The Yesh Lomar, he gives that answer. The Imishum Vest Afloga, Hartorg Dalar Rios. Moshenu Ken Nikbal Amen, Shua Ain Tokal Gimmer Rios. That's the Great Cousin Minchus Yaakov. That's the Tarzal Shomim. The Ayan Sidri Tara, says the Pishkin Shua, Shakosu Od Nafkamina Tuba, various other Nafkamina. And he has a chavizdah, shakosin, kvar nikba vesel afloga, the hainu shirosa kvar dalad pomim ka, the oz nikba vesel afloga shows the chop peyom, shu ena chavshesh is rak la afloga, the lowly man shavua. Okay, the Pesukei Tshuva says, she already has a vesel afloga, and now she sees every 3 weeks on the same day, which is 22, so now you follow the afloga, not the vesel shavua. And therefore, if nafkamina, if hifsiko, right, if the other vessels came and she didn't see, okay, so regarding vessels of Shavua, she'll still have to keep, you know, the whatever that day will be. Regarding vessels of Afloga, okay, if she didn't see the next time, then there's no more Afloga. That's been undone. That's another Nafkamina. Or Richka Riosel, right? She saw on a different day. So regarding, suddenly, regarding vessels of Shavua, okay, well, it's only been undone once, so therefore she'll have to keep being kosher for the Yom Vesel Shavua. We're going to Hafloga. Hafloga will start again from the new day. Anyway, those are some of the nafkaminas and those issues, but the bottom line is what emerges is the thing called Vesel Yimei Hashavua. Okay? Good? Okay. I just want to get through that to where Jim was all hey, above today. We'll go by there in the Simon Mitzvah tomorrow. Okay? Good?
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good day.